Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Pignatano reaches second base with a double. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-Line. Klimchuk reaches second base with a double. Pignatano scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hankins hits a line drive towards first. Cash catches it and throws to second to double up Klimchuk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Wood steals third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash is hit by the pitch. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-Line. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-to-3, Tigers. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. 1 out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.